Okay, the title of the presentation is Workers' Compensation and Occupational Injury and Illness Experience for New York State Government Agency Workers. And I have no relationships to disclose. And the background is we had a campaign, PEF and CSEA and many of the other public employee unions and advocates that was successful in getting two laws passed. The main was the workplace violence prevention law for public employers, which requires all public employers to do a comprehensive workplace violence prevention program in collaboration with their union. And it's, I think, the most comprehensive law of its kind in the country. And the other law was this, is the subject of this presentation. It's in the second bullet there. It required the New York State Department of Civil Service to produce an annual report on workers' compensation cases for state employees. These are state government employees. And we now have 3 years worth of data from that report. And I can just mention that 14 years prior to that law, they voluntarily created a report and they stopped doing it for 14 years. And it really took the legislative action to get the report reestablished. This is the report, the latest report, which is for the period, the fiscal year for New York State starts on April 1st. And this is the time frame of the report. And you'll see the number of claims, the employee population covered by the report. And this is only accepted workers' comp claims. So if you didn't report your claim, if you're working wounded, you know, which is a big phenomenon, that's not included here. And most, as you probably know, workers' compensation systems don't really compensate for occupational diseases. So that's really not covered at all, really, very well by this report. And interestingly, about 30% of the claims had lost time. And based on a formula of 220 workdays per state employee, FTE stands for full-time equivalent, We're basically losing 1,300 employees a year to workplace injury. And this is just showing you for the 3 years, the claims have been increasing. The trend has been going up. The lost time has been increasing. And the percent of claims with lost time has been increasing. And you might ask why? Why are we having this trend? And one theory that I have, there's been a hiring freeze for 2.5 years because of the state fiscal crisis. There have been 15% cuts to the agency budgets. Right now, Governor Patterson is threatening to lay off about 1,000 state employees. And I think that this is causing an increase in violence in the state institutions and other types of injuries due to short staffing. This is just a comparison, and the comparison's a little flawed because the BLS general industry rate is for recordable injuries and illnesses for private sector. It's a different set of data, but it gives you some type of comparison, and you can see that the workers' comp cases in New York State are 9.9 per 100 employees compared to these other measures of recordable cases. And not all recordable cases should be a workers' comp case, so you would think that it would be a reverse. Here's the direct cost. One of the things in the law, it requires that the reports show the lost wages, compensation, and the medical costs. And the way the report is structured, it's by agency, and with the agencies that have institutions, it's by facility. So it's pretty macro data, but it's still pretty powerful to try to show trends and get people motivated towards prevention. And if you look at the direct costs, these are in millions of dollars. Huge amount, and the increase over the three-year period of in direct costs alone, $9.5 million. This is taxpayer money, folks, because the state of New York is self-insured for workers' comp, and it comes directly out of the state's general fund. Indirect costs have been estimated to be as much as five times the direct costs. We're talking about overtime, replacement workers, the administration of benefits, et cetera. So that would be $240 million based on the direct and this estimate of five times for the indirect costs. In the state budget, the amount that's budgeted for past ongoing claims from prior years and for current year claims, $192 million compared to $177 million in 2009-10, $15 million increase. Actually, that should be 2008-09, the $177 million. The 192 is for the current year. So they, you know, the budget itself had to be increased by $15 million. They also, we have an electronic accident reporting system, which was something that the unions pushed for and was created. And it's a 24-hour call center, although there's discussions underway to reduce that. I don't know if you had heard about that, Jeff. But basically, the state pays $600,000 a year for that program to run. And the benefits are administered by the state insurance fund, and they're paid $18 million a year to administer the workers' comp benefits. One of the issues about it coming out of the state's general fund is that the agencies don't have to pay directly out of their budgets. Here's some of the agencies. I've got some acronym soup for you. I should make this fun and have you guess what they stand for, but I won't. OCFS is Children and Family Services. These are rates per 100 workers of workers' comp cases. And you can see that eight agencies comprise 68% of the employment, but 92% of the injuries. OCFS has the juvenile detention facilities. OMH is mental health, which is the psychiatric hospitals. OPWDD is mentally retarded, developmentally disabled. DOCS is corrections. Parks, SUNY includes the three big teaching hospitals with all the with thousands of nurses and healthcare workers, you know, safe patient handling issues, needle sticks, et cetera. DOT and Division of Parole. And this is just showing you, one of the weaknesses in the report is I had to kind of add up a lot of different categories to combine to come up with this kind of description of the leading causes. You can see assault is extremely high cause, and slip, trips, and falls, something that the unions haven't done that much about historically, and I think we have to get into, even though it might not be that sexy. This speaks for itself. In the state institutions, there's a lot of work that PEF and CSEA are doing around safe patient handling. And these are the job titles that are most affected. And these rates, I don't think we're used to seeing these kind of rates of injury in occupations, but these are rates per 100 employees. A security hospital treatment assistant works in one of the three forensic mental health facilities, which are for people who are both criminal and mentally ill. And believe it or not, that's the rate for the people in that job title. Most of these are Jeff's union members. Youth Division Aid works in OCFS, and Developmental Secure Care Treatment Aid works in the Agency for People with Mental Retardation, Developmentally Disabilities. MHTA is in mental health, and so forth and so on. And really the only title in my union is the psychiatric nurse, who works in tandem with the mental health therapy aide in the Office of Mental Health. And here's the human face of what we're talking about, violence being one of the leading causes. Diane Schrader is a nurse who was assaulted in the psychiatric emergency program in Stony Brook Hospital, part of SUNY. This is like a MASH unit. They bring people in who are in acute psychiatric crisis. Diane was permanently disabled, never returned to work, developed post-traumatic stress disorder, as well as a lot of severe physical injuries, broken eye orbitals, impact on her family, very severe. Her daughter had to leave college to be with mom, for example. And the twin side of the violence in the state facilities, I just got this photo from the family of a patient in one of the psych hospitals. And the patient was assaulted by another patient. And the family wrote letters to the governor, the director, and to the union saying that short staffing is causing this violence. So when you have violence in an institution, it affects both the workers and the patients. By the way, she was also sitting in her own urine. So all these calls for cuts of public employees, too much government, this is where we're going, folks, to the early 1900s. What have we done? We wrote a letter to the governor outlining what's happening with these costs and these problems. Governor Patterson didn't reply to the letter. It had six specific actions recommended, basic things, getting the unions and the agencies to sit together to do some more, you know, detailed analysis and develop safety and health interventions. Assemblyman Rory Lanceman is the chair of the Assembly Occupational Safety and Health Committee. How many of your assemblies have a Occupational Safety and Health Committee? We're fortunate to have that, and he's very proactive. And he introduced a bill after we sent the letter to the governor that would have required the agencies to develop action plans with union participation. It passed both houses, and the governor vetoed it, you know, basically saying that there's no proof that the agencies aren't doing an adequate job or that any interventions will reduce the cost. One thing I should mention is that in our letter to the governor, we focused pretty heavily on the budget implications. This is a, you know, a big budget costing thing, all these injuries to the workers. And just the two last slides, another point is, you know, with the OSHA reform, only half the states have OSHA coverage for public employees. So you can see we're a state that does, and even with coverage, we have this level of a problem. What about the other states? And many of the hazards aren't covered by OSHA standards that public employees face. And in conclusion, you know, all the states should begin tracking these injuries and workers' comp claims and use for prevention programs. And lastly, the impacts of cuts, furloughs, layoffs on public employees and this kind of anti-public employee movement led by Fox and most of our politicians from both parties should be assessed. That's it. If you're interested in pursuing this legislation, contact me, because I think it's very doable in the other states.